The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is one that is really interesting because the nature of health insurance as we know it has really changed dramatically over the years. Really shifting a lot away from care and treatment to prevention. And on that note, we have with us two representatives of WellCare, one of the prominent insurers in our area and throughout the country. And they are Dr. Sander Koifman, who is a board-certified psychiatrist. Dr. Koifman serves as the medical director for behavioral health at WellCare. And we have Carrie Cocarullo, if I got that right.
Yes.
And she's a bilingual senior marketplace facilitated enroller for WellCare. And as she explained to us before the show, does a lot of other things to help members. So welcome to both
welcome.
Of you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we start with the basics and go into what WellCare's mission is, and then we can go talk a little bit about the programs and services?
Yes. WellCare is a provider of Medicaid and Medicare managed care in New York. Our mission is to help our members have better, healthier lives. And we go beyond healthcare to treat the whole person and help them overcome barriers to care.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us a little bit about the plans and services. I noticed on your website you had reference to Medicaid, Medicare, prescription plans, and then being part of the insurance marketplace. Can you describe briefly each of those a little bit?
Yes, we do enroll clients through the New York State Marketplace. We have different plans. We have Child Health Plus. We have the Essential Plan for members who are working but don't have insurance through their employer or can't afford the high rates that the employers provide through their plans. We also have Medicaid and for those that are very low income.
Mm-hmm. And the Medicare, is that like a Medicare Advantage plan, type of plan?
There are several types mm-hmm. of programs, plans that Medicare provides,
mm-hmm.
HMOs, PPOs, mm-hmm. and they also have Medicaid with the Medicare.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners who don't know, what is Child Care Plus?
Child Health Plus is another program through the state that provides health insurance to children. There's no co-pays, there's no monthly premium.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of parents who they are insured through their employer, but they don't offer insurance to the children or it's just too costly. So they're able to enroll their children even though they're middle income families or low income families. Child Health Plus also gives insurance to children under the age of 19 who don't have, let's say, proper documentation as here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they are able to have insurance.
Now, Carrie, before the show, we were talking a little bit about the fact that WellCare gets very involved in things in preventative areas, such as encouraging members to eat healthier diets, to exercise and engage in physical activity, to get preventative screenings. And as you enroll new members, you talk to them about those things and follow up with them, do you not?
Absolutely. We have a program right now called the Healthy Rewards Program, and that program encourages our clients to go for preventative services. And one of that being what they give them is a gift card if they go to their physicals. Mm-hmm. So physicals, anything preventive, That includes dental. It includes vision. It includes even flu shots. Mm-hmm. So they're rewarded for practicing preventive care. Mm-hmm. Another program we have is we give them information. We have our welcome rooms at the local offices. We have events where we educate, invite people, and not necessarily having to be a WellCare member, but we invite them over. We usually have someone from, like, a medical provider to give information. We, a couple of months ago, did a diabetes awareness event. We're working currently now on doing colorectal, colon preventive care, so getting your colorectal screenings done.
Which we really need in Ulster County, because our rates are not where they need to be.
Could jump in for a moment. You mentioned the huge shift in where insurance companies sit in healthcare system at large. And I think the biggest shift has been is that we've moved on from paying bills, collecting the premiums, collecting the money, and then distributing the money, to really functioning as a large outpatient facilitator. And this is where our strengths are. This is where our enrollers can help you, because the alphabet soup of getting insurance, let me tell you, I'm a physician, my wife is a physician, it's bewildering every year during renewal process. So don't hesitate to ask. Folks that are on this side of this invisible divide, we're just as confused, but we sincerely are here to help, and we will try, and if something is broken, we'll work on fixing it. But remember, insurers right now are often the ones that are going to work on getting you in front of your doctor, getting you to make sure that you get the care you need when you need it. Because when we don't, nobody benefits. And we're trying to avoid those avoidable costs. We're trying to get you to have overall just better experience in healthcare and your life overall.
One of the things I've noticed as well in some of the commercials, actually, for some of the insurance companies, is now they are beginning to talk about the behavioral health or mental health issues, stress issues, to speak with your physician if you're experiencing depression or you're experiencing anxiety or what have you, so that, that the whole person can really be looked at as you know, to holistically. And, you know, you lead the behavioral health component of WellCare. Maybe you can speak a little bit more about that aspect of care.
Sure. Would be happy to. So one of the things that I personally have been struggling to reconcile is we still talk about mental health and physical health, or medical health. That's my least favorite way of calling it, because reality is it's total health.
Right.
The way we want to look at the way we spend money on healthcare, we are closer and closer to meaningful conversation in terms of thinking, what is healthcare? Is having a roof over your head healthcare? Is having a secure meal healthcare? Is dealing with depression and anxiety because you're stressed out at work and you have caregiver responsibility healthcare? Yes, is probably the answer. So the more we can think in terms of total health and understanding where mental health, or rather emotional health, really fits in, the healthier our communities can become.
Absolutely.
It's really interesting. As you might know, our department is a combined department of health and mental health. There are very few of those in New York. And really, we did it for exactly what you just described. And we know, too, that, you know, in all of our public health work, as we've tried to improve health outcomes and health indicators in the county, that we've come to learn that you can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to do better. For instance, you could tell a single mom, well, you need to go and get your preventative screenings. And she might say, well, I have four kids and they have no child care, or I don't have transportation. Or, you know, if I buy that healthier food, even if I could afford it, I don't really have a stable home environment to cook that food and gather my family together. So it's really, you know, we're seeing that more and more and more. And even in the area of social associations and bringing people who are more isolated, they're, you know, which can lead to all kinds of conditions.
Well, certainly there's a new pyramid of considering health, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is one of the entities that help to push that forward. And at the base of the pyramid, where the biggest influencer really are the socioeconomic factors, behavioral factors, and then as you go up that period, clinical care is and education actually has a role, but the biggest contributor are those socioeconomic factors.
Right. It's when we already arrive to the point of illness.
Yes.
That's probably too late for some of the things.
Right.
We want to get there early, and WellCare actually has a call center that we staff for the, it's available for all, not only WellCare members, called Community Connect. There is a number, you can search it up, and you can call, and Robert Johnson Foundation actually worked with us over the last 5 years to establish really meaningful savings to the system, but also improvement in wellness when social determinants and community-based organizations are brought to the table.
That's fabulous, and we want to learn a lot more about that and everything that you do. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care. Here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guests today are Dr. Sander Kaufman, who is from WellCare. He's a board-certified psychiatrist and heads up the Behavioral Health Division. And Carrie Cocarullo, who is a bilingual senior marketplace facilitated enroller for WellCare. Dr. Kaufman, before the break, we talked about some of the socioeconomic determinants of health, and almost a perfect segue from that is to go into the opioid crisis and what we've all experienced. It's a huge problem here in crisis here in Ulster County. I head up the Opioid Prevention Task Force, and we just finished up our report. We met for over a year with over 50 community partners, investigated practices and from all over the country, and identified a lot of places where systemic issues exist, where the system is just broken and people fall into those cracks. Talk to us a little bit about your experience in the area.
Of course. So, of course, it's impossible to turn on the TV or listen to the radio now without at some point within the hour someone talking about the opioid crisis. It is that severe, it is that significant, and it is that close to our communities. Everywhere. If you look at where United States is right now with the opioid crisis, it's difficult to remember anything of this scale. The closest comparison you can think of was during the worst of the days of the AIDS epidemic. Mm-hmm. And we are worse off now when you look at the mortality statistics as far as opioids are
over
concerned.
72,000 people last year.
It is really horrific. So every community, every family now has a story to tell. You either know someone, or there is a family member or someone, and this is the part that I really would like to stress, someone who's actually in recovery, who's working, who's functioning, who is able to reach out and get the supports that are now increasingly easily available. So that's the hope, that's the message, that as long as we work together to decrease some of the exposure to opioids in the first place, and New York State really has been leading the way, OASIS has really done such a fantastic job really getting the message out. Opioids are not the only treatment for pain. We need to work together with provider community to communicate that pain is something that can and is considered and taken care of, but Tylenol, ibuprofen, physical therapy, a lot of those things do in fact work just as well. And when we look at the numbers at chronic pain management, opioids are really not all that great. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they can be just as good or worse, some of the things that I mentioned. So if we think in terms of what's the front end, most of the people who are dealing with the opioids right now started from a prescription from the doctor's office. The more we can increase that awareness and change the expectation of what may happen if you have acute or severe or chronic pain, that opioids isn't necessarily the answer, the fewer people will start. So once we think in those terms and we understand what the rules in New York State are, where for the first prescription, you're given only limited supply, and you want to use as few of those pills as possible, as infrequently as possible, and dispose of any leftovers as safely as possible. You truly need to destroy the medication so no one else can get their hands on it.
We've got 19 collection boxes in Ulster County, and
fantastic.
We worked hard to get New York State to adopt a law that would require all chain pharmacies starting this year to take back medications at no charge.
Brilliant. Because we want to keep the kids safe. We want to keep our friends safe.
No, what I was going to say was that initially in the beginning of all of this, the addictive potential of these opioid medications was not reported to physicians.
Yep.
And really, the horse got out of the barn, unfortunately, before we really fully understood the scope of that. And as we said before, during the break, we were talking about the highly addictive potential, and one out of five, perhaps, people who start opioid prescriptions will become addicted to them in relatively short periods of time. That doesn't necessarily take a long period for that to happen. And as you said, there are really organic changes within the brain itself that creates a sort of a craving sort of an environment in the brain so that it's continually demanding more and more opioids and more opioids that are more potent and more addictive. Certainly one of the things, too, we're seeing the medical examiner's office is within the Department of Health in Ulster County, and we do see the toxicology reports coming back on a lot of these overdoses, and fentanyl, which is extremely potent, is very often, very often a component of what this individual took that resulted in their death.
Right.
So, you know, that message really needs to get out there, that the heroin and combinations of drugs that people do often resort to after the addiction has taken hold can be lethal because of the nature of these drugs.
There are a few bright spots in this equation that we hear from our law enforcement partners who have finally come to the realization that they can't arrest their way out of this crisis, and they are really working hand in hand with us to implement treatment programs, for instance, in the Ulster County Jail. Other communities have done that, where they integrate medication-assisted treatment, behavioral health therapy, and physical health, and they've reduced their recidivism and their opioid fatalities by 50% in as little as 1 year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we're doing some great work on that level. And you know, we're working with a pretty broad spectrum of people, from education and law enforcement and parents and working coaches and athletic directors, on the dangers of opioids for sports injuries, and really reducing demand by counter drug advertising, you know, and a lot of, so we really looked at it in a very comprehensive manner.
And that's really the way you have to do it. So I really applaud your efforts because that's really the only way where the whole community has to have a different expectation where what is the right care? How do we get to people feeling well and moving on with their lives? And one of the things that must be said in this conversation is it's absolutely essential to seek help and seek attention. You need to get access to buprenorphine, you need to get access to Suboxone, methadone, whatever the modalities that work for you. You have to work with a specialist and get this done right, because these medications and these medication-assisted treatments will keep you well. And one thing that is not very likely to keep you well is doing nothing.
Right.
Because the physiology, just like when someone becomes a diabetic, there is a change that happens. One can choose to ignore it and go from crisis to crisis with sugars being out of control, or you can get on insulin.
Right.
Are you addicted to insulin? Well, you have to appreciate the fact that, yes, we are replacing one medication for another, but this medication, in fact, is likely to keep you well. So if we can work together to prevent some of those overdoses and support families.
And reducing the stigma of
right.
it and treating it like the chronic disease that it is.
It isn't pneumonia. It isn't pneumonia. It's not one and done. It's really about a complex set of rules and treatments that are readily available now, and they will keep you well. So make sure that you talk to your doctor. If you're not getting sufficient information, talk to your friends, talk to peers.
Talk to your health insurer.
Talk to your health insurer. Exactly. And that's going back to what we were talking in the first segment. Mm-hmm. The role of health insurance in this conversation is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to embrace that role and be as helpful as we can. If you call us, we'll direct you to the services in your community that are in fact covered, that are in fact available. And if you have trouble getting an appointment, we'll work with our staff to get you in front of the
and help follow
specialist.
Up too.
That's right.
So
we have
on
several
that.
Locations in the areas in mm-hmm. different counties to help the community know that we're there for them, that
Great.
We are available.
So if folks want to get in touch with you or the organization or want more information, where do they go, Carrie?
Well, we have our 1-800 number, but we have they can find us online. They can go to the local welcome rooms, mm-hmm. our offices in the different areas that we have. We're in Rockland, Dutchess, Ulster, Orange Counties. Mm-hmm. So...
And what is that 800 number, just quickly, before we run out of time?
Well, while we're looking it up, there is also information on our website you can go on the website, including you can search for buprenorphine providers in our provider directory. So if anything is confusing, don't hesitate to call.
That's
okay,
good to know.
Terrific. Well, unfortunately, whenever we have an interesting topic with interesting guests, we run out of time.
And that's www.wellcare.com. Correct? WellCare.com.
Well, thank you so much for all of the important and good work that you do out there. It's really terrific that you're here for our community.
And thank you for coming in to talk about WellCare.
And that's all the time, Dr. Smith. Please tune in next week for Healthy Ulster Radio, where you'll find more information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.